Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Today here on PTIB, I will bring Winky Madad to my broadcast table to explain why the Israelis wanted the re-election of President Trump. Winky and I will also discuss the problems in the Middle East that will confront the next United States president, no matter who it is. This will be a very informative conversation. I hope that you can stay tuned to hear it. I want to remind you that at my prophecy bookstore, I have a number of items which will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. You go to the bookstore by going first to my website, prophecytoday.com, then to the prophecy bookstore, where you will find a DVD documentary entitled Signs of the Times. I actually look at the book of Ezekiel, chapters 34 through 48, and help you discern from these prophetic passages what the signs would indicate about the soon coming of Jesus Christ. You need to get a copy of this DVD. It will assist you in your study of Bible prophecy. Go to my prophecy bookstore, prophecytoday.com, and there you can purchase your copy of the DVD documentary, Signs of the Times. We're going to be going to Winky Madad. I was talking with Winky. He informed me, in fact, when I called him, he said, "Don't bother me, I'm counting votes." I said, "Well, I hope you're counting the right ones." But in fact, Winky told me that he had experience for about three different elections in Israel. He was on the election committee and had to do some counting of votes, so he knows exactly what's going on. In fact, we here in America have no idea as to who our next president is. There are a lot of projections, but I'm not sure how many of those are correct. And the latest information I understand is that much of the activity that's taking place may end up in the court system, possibly even the Supreme Court, for an ultimate decision to be made. Winky, are you still counting votes, or can we go ahead with the conversation?
We can go ahead with the conversation. I've stored them away for a couple of hours.
Yeah, that's what's probably happening here in the United States as well. Well, speaking of the United States elections for president and for other positions down the ballot, we want to talk with you about Israel. And I understand that most Israelis, somebody told me the other day, maybe 200,000 of the Israelis have dual citizenship, I guess it is, allowed to be able to vote in America. But I understand that the polls tell us most Israelis wanted Donald Trump to win. Before I get to other issues, why is that the case? What do you think the reason behind that is?
Jimmy, the relationship between the United States and Israel from the start, from the moment that, in fact, the United States was the first country to recognize Israel on that evening of May 15th, 1948, when President Harry S. Truman signed the letter doing that, has always been good, has always been profitable in many senses, not only financially, I'm talking about technological advances and security and other aspects, for both countries. It's been a mutual relationship. There have been ups and downs. Most of them have been ironed out, and I think that Mr. Netanyahu, being on the scene since late 1980s, when he was in the United Nations, United States, and at the embassy, and later, of course, various positions as foreign minister and such, has been a huge facilitator of good relationships, and that has reached its peak now under President Trump, a person who's been very, very outspoken on behalf of Israel, and not just saying, "Well, we'll help Israel, but we'll sign off on the United Nations some sort of negative type of decision," or other stuff. I won't get into all the aspects. We're talking about a president that has done Jerusalem, has done the Golan Heights, has just recently now has done the recognition of a passport, being able to say Jerusalem, Israel, if you want it. Taylor Force Act, knocking down the Palestine Authority if it doesn't want to stop incitement and continue with terror, and, of course, the Abrahamic Accords. All this, of course, thrills Israelis. It doesn't mean that they reject anybody else, but you say, who do you want? Well, I prefer this one, President Trump. That's how it goes.
I understand, of course, and all of our listeners understand, we don't have the final results yet. That could be a day, a week, a month. We don't even know that for sure. However, whoever becomes the president of the United States, that person and his or her administration is going to have some potential problems as their relationship with Israel continues on, not necessarily between the United States and Israel. But because of the situation in the Middle East, for example, one of those problems would be the United States in a relationship with Iran, and in particular as it focuses on the Jewish state. Prime Minister Netanyahu saying that they're not going to allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. There's going to be some issues there. Talk to me about that just a moment. The threat that Iran is to Israel and its relationship with the United States.
Jimmy, I'm talking from our side of the Mediterranean Sea over here. This is not the first time that perhaps Israel will get into a bit of a tiff with the United States. Mr. Netanyahu went head-to-head, literally, with President Obama going into Congress and making that famous speech. He was unbowed, courageous, non-yielding on an issue which he felt was threatening the existential security of the state of Israel and its population. And so Israel is not afraid to do diplomatic and political battles even with the United States if we think that this is really the most important thing. The point is that if we have a Biden-Harris crew coming in, and I don't know if you want me to talk about my perception of American politics. Maybe we'll do that next question if you wish. But obviously their public pronouncements to renew the deal will make it, shall we say, more difficult at the beginning until things straighten out again. And we'll hope that, as we say, this too will pass.
The Iranians, of course, an external threat as it relates to the Jewish state of Israel. Internally, the situation with the Palestinians, the Hamas organization there in the Gaza Strip, Fatah, in the central part of the Jewish state of Israel, in the area that of Ramallah, where the Palestinian Authority is headquartered, Mahmoud Abbas getting older and older every day, new leadership coming in there. The next administration in the U.S. is probably going to have to deal with the Palestinians. Talk to me about how that relationship may work out.
Well, Jimmy, you gave me an opening here, and I'll take advantage of it. Mr. Abbas is not the only one getting older. If Joe Biden does become president, he will be getting older, too. He has already, I think, shown too often the results of old age, and I do not know if he will fulfill the full 4 years of his office. Not in terms of anything life-threatening, God forbid, we don't wish that on anybody, but in terms of his mental faculties. And then you have someone who is much more to the left as his vice president. I am not quite sure about the law in the United States, but I would presume that she would loom larger in managing and administrating affairs. And she comes from what I understand, as I said, the more left side of the Democrats. And we have, unfortunately, over the past 4 years, seen congressmen and even senators who have been leaning towards that progressive or whatever you want to call it, thinking of preferring the Palestinians rather than Israel. And we might have to deal with a more difficult situation than just Iran, which is perhaps purely strategic military. This is more a deeper, a more political, philosophical element, which is why we want to reach out to our many friends in the United States.
Well, we've talked about the external threats, the internal threats, but there is a very plus activity that's been unfolding there in the Middle East, and that is the Abraham Accords, working between the United States, Israel, and the Arab nations, two of them, the UAE and Bahrain, and then Sudan as well, others possibly on the horizon. Is that going to continue on, do you believe, no matter who is in that office there in the White House?
I would hope so, because I understand that the Democrats are for peace. And now that we have peace, that should be promoted and ratcheted up even more. So I don't think that will hurt it. The advantage we have with these accords is that it enlarges the amount of the Arab population in these various countries to economically benefit from them. And the more a person has a stake in saying, well, I can fly to Tel Aviv, and I can drive up to Jerusalem, I can even go on to the Temple Mount, and all sorts of other issues make peace much more attractive to those many Arab states. They don't have to die in wars. They don't have to get involved in boycotts. They don't have to do all sorts of things at the request or demand of the Palestinian Authority. And we've seen many clips of Arabs being very castigating, and even to the point of being demeaning of the Palestinians and their demands on the rest of the Arab world. I would hope that even a Biden administration would see the advantage of that. We've dealt with Obama and previous presidents in a direct head-to-head on the Palestinian Authority, so hopefully that will not be that much of a problem.
Folks, you've been listening to the voice of a vote counter in a number of Israeli elections. Of course, I'm talking about Winky Madad, our broadcast partner. And I've got some great insight from what the thinking of the Israeli people is going to be from you, Winky, today. I'm so grateful for that. Thank you. One final question. No matter who is the president of the United States, you and I both students of the prophetic word of God, we know he's still in charge. He has a plan for the Jews, and that indeed will play out. Would you not agree?
I fully agree, and if I'm not mistaken, at this present moment, we could refer to Psalms 37:7, which suggests that man be patient until God's will is done.
That is an excellent verse. Psalm 37, be patient until God decides to conclude everything the way he wants it to go. He started human government, Genesis 9:6, and it's his plan to use it to direct humankind. Winky, thank you so much. Great insight. Appreciate the conversation. Always a joy to be able to talk with you. We'll have to come back to you, I'm sure, as we see how this presidential race is going to play out. But thank you for today's conversation.
Jimmy, thank you very much for having me on. Goodbye to you and our listeners.
Very interesting conversation with Winky Madad. You know, I asked Winky to come to my broadcast table to explain why the Israeli body politic wanted the re-election of President Trump. I do believe it was so that we could recognize why God brought America into existence. He did that in order to facilitate the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. America has played a major role in bringing the Jews back into the land that God promised to give them. President Trump has been a key player as well as it relates to Jerusalem, the Jewish settlements, and the Golan Heights. Thus, the reason why the Israelis wanted the re-election of President Trump. You know, God has used President Trump, but he will use any president who sits in that office as well. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.